third agenda item related to the pool is whether or not we do move forward with the 2020 season. The commission did not make a decision on that yet. They figured the extra 2 weeks, while it certainly has its downside, particularly as, you know, getting the pool ready, kind of the speculation was, well, we may have that time, that extra time sort of forced upon us anyway. And so let's use that time to see what the trajectory looks like, in the community. Of spread, and if there's any, you know, any newer thinking, you know, 2 weeks from now than there is today as respect to how the virus may behave in the summer. So the commission hasn't necessarily made that decision, but they did talk to what you just brought up and said, okay, is there a time savings? Do we get a because they were going to be pushing a 15-month, or less than 15-month, about a 9-month construction schedule to get the old facility demoed and the new facility constructed. Is that realistic? And while the construction managers at risk all said yes, and all actually based on not even being able to start until after Labor Day, the reality is there probably would be some ability to jump ahead if everything worked out great, some ability to get in there even before an August 9th date and start construction if the pool were to not open. Now, the reality also is we still have to sign an agreement with the CMAR. We still have to do the work where we, you know, get the maximum bid price. Our experience, which is very limited, is that can sometimes be a slower process than everybody hopes it is on the front end. And so, you know, nobody's really going to go do anything until all of that's done. And so if that's not done until July, maybe mid-July, then you might be looking at being able to accelerate the time schedule by a couple of weeks, maybe a month. But unlikely that you're going to save and be able to translate the whole 2020 pool season into a construction season for the pool that you're building for the 2021 season. There's a lot of hypotheticals in that, but I think the discussion yesterday sort of vetted that out, that says, okay, this may not be the number one factor we're taking into consideration, but it is a factor. I mean, I think the commission's primarily focused on safety and then also the commitment. It's a little bit different for our city and our commission, who had made a commitment to the 2020 season of the big pool, the 98th year and final year of that facility. And so there was kind of, you know, a nostalgia piece and a commitment to, you know, what they said in the summer of 2020. Now, everybody freely admits nobody knew this was going to be the situation when they made the decision last fall about what they were going to do in the summer of 2020. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. The commission's got a tough decision on their hands with what to do with the season. And, you know, we appreciate the seasonal staff that expresses an interest and wants to come work for the city of Garden City and wants to come work for that final season of the big pool. You know, I think the commission's definitely keeping them in mind, too, and saying, you know, look, this is, you know, this is seasonal staff. These are largely young adults who are making decisions about what to do with their summer. And so, you know, one of the factors we're taking into consideration is giving them timing that if they, you know, need to seek other employment, if we decide to close, that they've got a little time to do that. And so they know that that decision probably needs to get made here in a couple of weeks.